Welcome to In-Depth, an in-depth look at the interesting, educational, and timely topics affecting you right here in South Central Iowa and beyond. The one to count on for today's local news coverage is KNIA and KRLS. Now with today's In-Depth, here's Dr. Bob Leonard.
What does one U.S. senator think about the current state of trade negotiations and more? Let's go in-depth with Senator Chuck Grassley. I saw you on Fox News the other day where you were giving a very optimistic prediction regarding trade negotiations with China. Are you still optimistic?
Until yesterday, when the president said he might put on a tariff, I was very optimistic. And if you could tell me, is the president signaling to you and me that the talks aren't going as good as I thought they were? Because I was very optimistic. And compared to 2 months ago, I was very, very optimistic. Now, when you're getting things out of the media, it could be that you don't get the full story. But everything I'd reported had been so good. Now, you're talking in regard to China, right?
Yes, I am.
So anyway, if he's signaling that something went bad, then I don't feel very good. But if he's putting pressure on China to get the deal wrapped up, then that's another whole thing. On the other hand, if it's the latter, he could be irritating the Chinese, and even if we were making a lot of progress, they might pull back and say, you aren't going to buffalo me, you know. So I don't know where we are, but at least as of right now, I'm in a quandary.
Well, when you came on Fox and were optimistic, everything that I'd read was pretty optimistic, too, and it looked like we were getting something done. But I guess it's looked like we've been getting something done, you know, several times in the past. March 1st, before then it was supposed to be okay. But raising the tariffs from 10% to 25% could be devastating.
Yeah. You've heard this on television. I've heard it face-to-face with the president, quote-unquote, I like tariffs. I don't like tariffs. So you kind of get into a discussion where you hear him say, well, in 1888... tariffs worked and it brought in a lot of money, and he concludes it was a very good economic thing. So then I counteract with Smoot-Hawley bringing on the Great Depression, bringing Hitler to power in Germany because the economy is so bad, and then we have World War II and 60 million people die as a result of the war. And then, post-World War II, 50% of the world's in poverty. And then now only 8% of the world's in poverty. And by next year, I've been reading a couple reports that by different countries' standards of middle class, half of the world's going to be middle class. So I say free trade, freer trade is very beneficial to the entire world, but I don't think I get through to it. Oh, because the cause of the depression wasn't Smoot-Hawley. The cause of the depression was the big increase in the income tax that Hoover pushed through.
More in depth after this.
I continued my conversation with Senator Chuck Grassley. Maybe you can explain this to me, but I don't really understand, with farmers losing money for the fifth year in a row, with the tariffs impacting some of our manufacturers, why is the economy apparently so strong? It doesn't feel so strong from those perspectives.
I can't give you a statistical basis for what I'm going to tell you, but I've just kind of have seen the agricultural economy be counterintuitive to the national economy. Or maybe, in other words, let me put it, maybe I didn't use the right words. So let me explain it this way. When the national economy is bad, agriculture economy is good. When the national economy is good, sometimes the agricultural economy is bad.
Okay, so it's just tough to predict.
Well, I mean, I wish I could give you an economic study of that. That's my impression. Not that it happens all the time that way. In other words, maybe sometimes you can have a bad agricultural economy, you have a bad national economy, and vice versa. But I've seen it happen a lot of times when the national economy is good. And then you started your question out this way from the standpoint of tariffs. And the tariffs has been detrimental to agriculture. But even if we didn't have the tariffs with the overproduction we've had, we still would have prices below the cost of production. I don't think soybeans would be as low as they are, but I do think that other crops would be. And if we didn't have the tariffs, soybeans would be a little bit better.
Now, a number of the Democratic candidates for president are talking about busting up some of the big multinational agricultural companies. And I read something the other day where, though there used to be like 300 dairy farmers in several state area around southern Illinois, Kentucky, all around in that area, and lots of dairy farmers, one company that processed the milk. But now Walmart has moved in, and rather than 300 farmers or so, they're using about 50 dairy farmers. And Walmart has built a milk processing company. And so Walmart is contracting with farmers to produce milk that'll be hauled on Walmart trucks to Walmart milk processing facility, on Walmart trucks directly to Walmart stores to Walmart consumers. And we all know that milk's a loss leader in, you know, the big box stores. That doesn't look good for dairy farmers. And I guess that's my long-winded way of getting around to, do you think we should be letting this kind of what they call vertical integration happen, and all the big companies, reducing our different markets?
Well, if the candidates for president, and if your question implies that we need to change the laws or do what was done in the 19 World War I time, with Congress passing a law, or maybe Congress didn't pass a law, it could have been done by the courts, but that the Rockefeller's, whatever it was called then, Rockefeller's oil monopoly was broke up, then I don't think Congress will do that. I don't think Congress needs to amend the antitrust laws, but enforcement, if there's antitrust activity, then the Justice Department or FTC has a responsibility to step in, make sure the laws are being enforced, because we don't have to tolerate anti-competitive activity. I think you got to realize the antitrust laws are to protect consumers, not to protect producers. Now, there is a law called the Packers and Stockyards Act, and I'm not sure whether this would be applicable to your question, but in some respects, in regard to agriculture, the Packers and Stockyards Act is more appropriate and even stronger than any antitrust laws would be to help the farmer.
More in depth after this. I continued my conversation with Senator Chuck Grassley. And so, well, where do you think we should go forward then? I mean, the farmer's in trouble. There's not a lot of competition. 5 years of, you know, losing money or barely making any money, where would you go? And then we have the tariffs thrown in.
Well, you know where I'm coming from. With as far as livestock's concerned, is that packers shouldn't own livestock. And that would apply to Walmart with dairy. Do they own the dairy operation and everything between feeding the cows and you drinking your milk?
No, my understanding is they contract with farmers.
Okay. It could still have the same impact.
Yeah, sure could.
I run into this all the time when my bill dealing with packer ownership of livestock comes up. Then they say, well, you're interfering with the contracting between the farmer raising the pigs and the packer that wants to be certain that they have enough pigs for slaughter. Or cat. I don't know that it applies to cattle, but it sure applies to pigs.
Well, in some ways, it looks like the small farmers on their way out. Do you think that?
I can only give you a historical answer to that. And it would apply to all farmers, not just dairy farmers, which we've talked about the most. And this will have to be the last question. But we've had an average over the last 70 years about a 1.5% reduction in the number of farmers. In the 1980s, it was a lot more than that. But so I'm talking about a long-term average. And I think we're still in that position, a long-term average. It doesn't necessarily come from farmers not being able to make it and going out of business. It comes from a lot of people my age just getting out of farming.
Thanks to Senator Chuck Grassley for contributing to the program.
An audio copy of today's in-depth program is available at KNIAKRLS.com on demand or for download. Just click podcasts. If you have topics or show ideas you'd like to hear in-depth, contact KNIAKRLS by sending an email to Bob Leonard at KNIAKRLS.com. The one to count on for today's local news and the number one news and information source in South Central Iowa is KNIA KRLS.